This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
The content found on TheBestDayEver.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such, because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am on the line here with David Avocado Wolf. We are here talking about omega-3, specifically veggie-based omega-3, why omega-3 is important for you, your health, also the relationship between omega-3 fatty acids and some of the health concerns that people have nowadays. And I think omega-3, Dave, is playing a bigger role in people's longevity strategy. There's many supplements out there. Omega-3 fatty acids seem to be sort of top of the list. Let's talk about omega-3s and what their function is, specifically in our longevity strategy. What is it that's going to help us live a long time with omega-3?
Okay, well, one of the things that's been found out in brain research is that we have these like receptors that come out into the brain looking for omega-3 fatty acids. And if they're not there, then those little receptor molecules actually coagulate and form the beginning of dementia and Alzheimer's in the brain. So that was kind of interesting because I kind of thought, oh, well, we're just not getting enough omega-3 and that must be what's causing the problem with the brain. But it's actually really not. It's really that the brain is looking for the omega-3, not finding it. And that's causing a metabolic brain problem that has been linked up now with dementia and Alzheimer's. So that's one piece of it. Now, I want to kind of clarify about omega-3 fatty acids because there's actually three of them, at least. There could be more, but we're going to just simplify it to three. They fall into two categories. First is DHA and EPA, docohexaenoic acid, and eicosapentaenoic acid. Now, those two are marine origin omega-3 fatty acids. It's very, very important, and they begin in the ecosystem in marine phytoplankton. The other one is ALA, which is of terrestrial origin. It comes from plants. It's actually found mostly in nature in leaves, interestingly, even though we, you know, chia seed or hemp seed, we always think, oh, those are the best sources of omega-3s, the ALA anyway. Actually, ALA is more predominant in leaves in the world, although, you know, we don't eat a lot of wild leaves, so therefore we have to get them from seeds, get that particular nutrient from seeds. ALA and then EPA, DHA, you know, terrestrial and marine sources, are enhanced and their absorption is improved with the presence of coconut oil and other saturated fatty acids. And this is something that we're seeing as well. We see the surge in omega-3 interest, but we're also seeing a surge in saturated fat interest. So there's a resurgence of ghee right now, a resurgence of butter, a resurgence of coconut oil that's been going on now. Really, it's got a good 20 years underneath it. And then now we're even seeing palm kernel oil. And there's even research now that indicates that coconut oil is protective against Alzheimer's. And this is something we've been saying for years about the importance of saturated fat protecting the delicate organs of our body, the fatty organs of our body, like our brain. But now the research is behind it. And when we put the two together, the saturated fat with the omega-3s, we can get as much as a double of the uptake and utilization of these oils into our body. So actually can actually accelerate the metabolism of these oils. And that leads to basically, the normalization of metabolism. That's what these oils really are about. As a mammal that requires a very unusual amount of fat and oil as compared to other primates, we are in some way very similar to whales and dolphins. Now, this is kind of interesting. Again, remember, there's three omega-3 fatty acids. One of them is of plant origin and terrestrial origin, comes from land. And the other two come from the ocean. So this is interesting that now we have now kind of come to the definitive conclusion here that we are in terms of the way that our nervous system works and our brain works, our eyes work, we have a lot to do with whales and dolphins. And that's pretty amazing. And therefore we need different kinds of fats and oils than other primates. And this is kind of opposing, you know, the low fat diets, which have kind of gone out of favor at this point, because they just don't have enough of the essential nutrients to keep our brain and our nervous system healthy under not only normal stresses, but under the stresses of the pollution in our environment, which can be irritating to our nervous system. So that's kind of where all that stands.
And Dave, for an average person listening to this and they're thinking, well, you know, I eat a fairly healthy diet. You know, they go out and they eat maybe at a good restaurant every once in a while, but they do a lot of cooking at home. Where would they be getting their omega-3? Where would the average American or the average Western person be naturally getting their omega-3 levels? And is that sufficient nowadays anymore?
Historically, most people have gotten their omega-3 fatty acids from either eating leaves or mostly in terms of large amounts from fish. And this is something that has now changed because we're seeing a change in the amount of fish that people are really willing to eat and the types of fish that people are willing to eat. There's been obviously a huge amount of awakening in terms of like, oh wait, wild fish is totally different from farmed fish, and wild salmon and wild tuna and wild trout is very different from this factory farmed trout and salmon. So, you know, what's happening there is that even if we were in the original state that we were in 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, eating fish from the ocean, we'd have to eat about 2 or 3 or even 4 or 5 trout or salmon a day to get the kind of omega-3 fatty acid intake that would be optimal for a human being, depending on your size and your weight and your age and that kind of thing. But it's a lot. It's like not too many people are eating 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 fish a day. And what this brings us up to, Lucian, is that the discovery that just because we can procure something in nature doesn't mean it's the ideal thing or it's the ideal amount for us. Meaning that basically we're going to do whatever we have to do to survive, but it doesn't mean that what we were using to survive was ideal, could meet the requirements of our organism to a level of perfection or even to a level of sufficiency. And that things that have come along, for example, the development of cod liver oil, the development of the omega-3 fatty acid industry so that you could actually get sufficient amount, is really something that's like helping us to reach a metabolic, really the state that we're supposed to have always been in, a metabolic almost perfection, in terms of being able to get the right ratios of omega-3 to omega-6, get the saturated fats into our body, and do that in a way where we don't have to eat all this food.
And a lot of people out there don't like to eat fish. They don't trust the seafood, you know, but there's been a lot of contamination, especially in this country. There's tons of contamination with the fish that we eat and the different seafood that we intake. And it does seem sort of like a no-brainer to go back to a veggie-based form, because the fish develop their omega-3 simply from the plankton or the microalgae that they're eating. And what we've done with this particular product developed for you, Dave, is that we just went back to the basics. What are the fish eating that allows them to develop that omega-3, and we simply sourced our omega-3 fatty acid from there.
That's right. That's exactly what's happening here, is that fish are not a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. They're the end of a chain of food that starts with phytoplankton. It starts with marine phytoplankton. That's where the real source of omega-3 fatty acids begins, both DHA and EPA. And in fact, most ALA on the land is found in leaves. It's not even found in seeds. And so that's important to understand. It's like, okay, we live in a polluted world. It's not the same as it was 1,000 years ago. The Industrial Revolution has toxified most forms of fish with mercury, arsenic, cadmium, God knows what else has gotten into the food supply. And so more and more people are looking at either A, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which is a reasonable solution, but it's not going to last. I mean, that's going to last maybe 60 years at best before cod fish out of the ocean and nobody even wants to stay with the pharmaceutical fish oil anymore, because it's just easier to go to where we've gotten to right here, which is you just go to the marine phytoplankton that are the source of it anyway, and we extract it from there. It's much easier to monitor the cleanliness of the marine phytoplankton in their environment than it is the fish, because fish are moving through many different environments, you know, before they work their way up into, you know, a river and suddenly you're, you know, caught by a bear or a human or show up in our food supply in Alaska, for example. And so we go back to the marine phytoplankton to get the DHA and the EPA, the two marine sourced omega-3s, to make sure they're clean. And another reason why we do that is because cod liver oil and these fish oils are very top heavy. That's why we burp them up all the time. You know, I remember as a kid about burping up cod liver oil hours later. I was like, what is this stuff? I never wanted to take it. It was gross. And then the reason is because we don't have those intermediate phospholipids, the things that you find in the marine phytoplankton. They're also found in krill that will make the actual oil more bioavailable. So it doesn't sit there and actually absorb. So you're actually utilizing it as a food source and as an energy source. And that really is another big part of the veggie omega-3 plus product, is it's got those phospholipids in there and also astaxanthin as well.
And the astaxanthin is a really interesting kind of caveat there, because it is a super potent pigment, and you're writing the book, The Color Cure, and it's a deep red color. Let's talk about that pigment and its relationship to red and how that functions inside of our body.
Okay, well, astaxanthin has been heavily touted for its effects. It's a carotenoid, and that means it's the same group of pigments that's found in almost all green leafy vegetables, found in all marine phytoplankton, and it's also found in, this group is also found in many of our vegetables that aren't leaves, for example, in carrots or sweet potato, or it's found in roots. It's found all over nature, and they're kind of oily in their consistency. So even if they show up in a marine phytoplankton, for example, astaxanthin, which works its way up into krill, it's still, it's still in that initial original state. It's very oily, even if it's in, that marine phytoplankton, which is usually not oily. And what that means is that these types of pigments will bioaccumulate into oily organisms like krill and even up into fish. And astaxanthin has been correlated to the color of salmon. The more red that the salmon flesh is, the more astaxanthin is present. Now, when we have astaxanthin in our body, we were able to access some interesting benefits. This is one of the most powerful antioxidants ever discovered. I read statistics saying it's 50 times more powerful than vitamin C. I've read statistics that say it's 10 times more powerful. I've read statistics that say it's 3 times more powerful. You know, it depends on what kind of test is being done, but it's definitely more powerful than vitamin C as an antioxidant. It's also a very powerful protector of the cardiovascular system, which its red color indicates, and a protector of the heart, which also the red color indicates. But there's something else too about the color red and anything that is red. And that is, it has to absorb all the other colors to produce the red colors. And that's kind of how the whole color pigment thing works. So if something's red, it's got to absorb yellow, it's got to absorb orange, green, blue, and violet. It has to absorb all the other ones. And this has something to do with its effect on protecting the eyes. Because astaxanthin recently has been discovered to be a powerful protector of the eyes, in particular from macular degeneration. And this has been a huge discovery in the future of eye health, because macular degeneration is the number one cause of blindness in the Western world. And we can protect ourselves from that by being preventative, by taking a high amount of astaxanthin, and that's why we put that right into this product.
And Dave, I want to finish this interview just by maybe educating people a little bit about some of the little-known benefits of omega-3. We're now in the information age. You know, this is the age of information in our external kind of technological world. Inside of our body, information is a big deal, because our body passes information from cell to cell. Let's talk about where omega-3 fits into when it comes to our body exchanging information between cells and different parts of our body from one part to the next.
This is one of the great discoveries of our time, and that is the actual brain of each cell in our body is derived from the actual membrane. And that's so interesting. This is true with all the cells. The outer layer, the skin of the actual cell, is actually its intelligence. And omega-3 fatty acids are critical to maintaining healthy cell membrane. So basically, what he's doing is it's actually the omega-3s improve the brain of the cell, which is, the inference is kind of obvious. Now, omega-3 fatty acids at the more macro level are known to be supportive of brain health and supportive of eye health, and also supportive of skin health. There's definitely a connection, by the way, with a lot of the skin disorders that are out there and the omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. There's also definitely a connection with saturated fatty acid deficiency, but omega-3 is also a big one as well. So we need to have the omega-3s there for proper neurological health, but also for metabolic health. And this is something that's just every single moment all day long is happening. That each cell is respirating, it's bringing things in through that membrane, it's releasing things through that membrane, and that membrane of each cell has got to be made out of the right stuff.
and omega-3 fatty acids are part of that material that makes that membrane healthy. And by the way, you know, we're talking about astaxanthin and the carotenoids. Those also get into the membrane. They're all fat soluble, and they help to improve the intelligence of the cell. And that's what astaxanthin does. It's really what it's doing at the molecular level, at the cellular level. And it's also true of beta carotene and lycopene and other great carotenoids like that.
All right. So if you want to stock up on some vegetarian-based omega-3, we've got an opportunity for you to do that. If you get three of them, the third one, if you add three to your shopping cart, that third one will automatically be deducted. You'll get it for free. So basically, it's a buy two, get the third one free. Just add three to your shopping cart, and that third veggie omega-3 will be deducted free of charge. And we're going to keep this special going until we run out. We want everyone to have an opportunity to try out this pretty amazing product. So if you don't like fish oil, if you're looking for a vegetarian option for omega-3 fatty acids, this is definitely the one you want to look out for. So enjoy that deal while we have it going on. And Dave, thanks so much for the information as always.
Awesome. Cool.
This program was brought to you by thebestdayever.com. Thanks for listening.